నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఖయ చక్షురుమీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే ఉపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి సా దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ప్లే వెరిన్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ రంతిదేవ్, వన్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ ఫేమస్ కింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సూర్యవంశ డైనెస్టీ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 9th canto. Was depicted. Actually, the glory of the person, of a person, is known only when one actually sees the activities. Because through the activities, in response to a particular situation, in a particular condition, in a particular circumstance, the quality of the person is known. Otherwise, how would one know any quality of a person? You know the quality of a person by how he acts in a particular situation, circumstance, or condition of life. How he responds to a situation. And because of those qualities, his name becomes very dear. Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. So therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, so many wonderful pastimes of the Lord in relationship to his devotees, and the activities of devotees in relationship with the Lord are actually described. Bhagavatam is nothing other than Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. Only these three subject matters. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakta, his devotees, and Bhakti, their eternal loving reciprocation. And that is very sweet, very nectarian. Rasamalayam, Srimad Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. That's very sweet, very absorbing, very enchanting, very endearing to the heart. Because there is a stimulus, and we have a choice how to respond. Between the stimulus. Stimulus means something that provokes you to act. If there is hunger, so that stimulus is from within. And therefore, it makes us look for some food. Try to get some food. Or someone asks a question. That's a stimulus to actually respond, to answer. So stimulus means something that evokes. And response is how you react to that particular stimulus. So between the stimulus and response, there is a gap. And that gap determines how great is a person or how mean is a person. How small is a person. So how these great souls responded. So one person very nicely describes this. What is the responsibility? Responsibility. Responsibility means the ability to respond to a particular situation in a particular way. Sometimes some stimulus are extremely provoking. Both. The stimulus can be within and without. Stimulus can be lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, that provokes you to respond to a person or a thing or a situation in a particular way. Or sometimes the stimulus can be from outside. Someone speaks in such a way that you want to give him a feel of, what you think about it, a piece of your mind. Sometimes it evokes lust or anger or greed, etc. External or even internal. And we read in the lives of these great souls how they responded. The greatness of a person is exhibited by the ability to provoke, ability to tolerate provoking situations, or to respond properly in a provoking situation. Because everyone faces these internal and external stimulus. Whether you like it or not, you'll be forced to face it. But how do we respond? And that is why we are educated. That's how we are trained. The whole purpose of education and training is just that. Till it should become our nature. One time one person very nicely exhibited four steps of habit changing. What is a bad habit? Bad habit means unconscious incompetence. You are incompetent or you are not responding properly and you are not even conscious of it. You don't even know. In fact, you may think that is right. That's the right way to respond. And then you are educated. So by education, by knowledge, you become conscious of your incompetence. Oh, I realize, my God. So many ways not to do it. I, This was wrong actually, way I did. It set up a chain reaction, which is favorable neither to me nor to others. So through education, you become conscious of your incompetence. And through training, you become consciously competent. Meaning, you consciously respond. Oh, I'm not supposed to. You feel like something, but it's not a question of how you feel. Everyone may feel something. But then, beyond the feeling of the mind, there is the intelligence which dictates, hey, that's not the way you're supposed to. Remember what you heard in Sunday Feast? The other day. Kya bola tha? Suna ki nahi? Pravachan mein. Geeta ne kya bola hai? Bhagavat ne kya bola? Achha, achha, achha. Thik hai, ja. Aaj chod diya tujhe. So, consciously competent. And by, as a sadhaka, practicing, eventually it becomes unconscious competence. That you are trained or spontaneously, naturally you respond in a particular way to a particular situation. Actually, that's what Krishna consciousness is all about. On one hand, it is actually natural. It's not superficial imposition that you respond in this particular way. That's not artificial. Actually, what Bhagavatam and Gita, etc., all the scriptures are teaching, is going back to your natural, original, constitutional, inherent position to respond in a particular way. And what is that way? Through love. And love means to serve. So that's what Rantidev, he just wanted to serve. Different people, he served in different ways, but it was service, which is the common point. Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, practical, 5.18, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavi, Hastini, Shuni, Chaiva, Shvapakecha, Pandita, Samadarshina. A Pandita, one who is Samadarshi. What is Samadarshi means? Irrespective of whoever, how best I can serve this individual in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. If it means punishing that person, I'll do it. Sometimes a mother or father, they may not really angry, but exhibit anger just to correct the... So if that is the best way to serve, I'll serve. If it means patting and encouraging, I'll do it. Whatever is necessary to best serve that person to achieve his perfection, his or her perfection in life. So, for that, extreme degree of how a person can actually extend, that is Rantidev. It's a literally Brahmane, first Brahmana came, then Gavi, Hastini, Shunichai, Vashopakech. Typical, in that step by step, all of these people came. And even the cost of his own life, this water, ultimately that water meant his question of life. This was his life. And he was actually ready to give that life for them. And then, of course, all of them revealed themselves, who they are, and they appreciated. The other day, one lady, after the program, where we were discussing Bhagavad Gita, and she's been coming for almost like 1.25 years. She approached and said, Prabhuji, आप जो बोल रहे हैं वो बहुत ही ऊंचा है और हम शायद इस जीवन में नहीं पहुंच पाएंगे. And she was looking really kind of morose and little discouraged. She said, this is too high, you know, not possible. I said, why? You're already doing. Lot of desires are there in the heart. You're telling you have to become desireless. 2 point, you know, second chapter end. Sashanti madhigachati. So I don't know when that thing will come. And I'm engaged in, you know, regular activities like everyone else. So when I hear this, it sounds very nice, you know, so much pleasing to the intelligence. But very difficult to practice. So I said, immediately some shlokas and one particular pastime came to my mind. That's the purpose of Shastric study. Every question should be a stimulus. And the response should be answer. Find the answer. The Gita and the Bhagavatam actually is a solution for all these questions. If we are not able to answer, that means we have a lot of homework to do. That means we don't know fully the scriptures. That's one way of motivating ourselves to take shelter of the scriptures, because they actually at different levels can reveal. This is Krishna and his pure devotee speaking. Powerful words. The empowered incarnation of the Supreme Lord is actually writing these words. So I gave her two verses. And if someone asks you this question, sometimes they may ask other way. Tum log kya karte ho? Hum jo karte ho, wahi tum log karte ho. Kaun sa bada bhagat ban gaya tum? Isn't it? You are earning, we are earning. You are eating, we are eating. You are sleeping. Sometimes you sleep more also. We sleep less. I know some medical students sleeping 3 hours for 3 years. Standing for a surgery for 17 hours. One plastic surgeon. Facial cosmetic uplifting kind of surgeon. This person was telling me, 17 hours they have to stand and still not get agitated with that fellow. Person to whom onion work is working. You should be with a graceful smile, you should be doing it. And this person still complains. You say, that's not easy. So sometimes it looks the same. And sometimes there is a tendency we may become a little more. Kuch ho raha hai ki nahi andar? You know, we have been chanting and I'm hearing, but externally, practically, it all looks the same. So, I'll quote 2 shlokas from Bhagavad Gita and 1 beautiful pastime with the conclusion from Srimad Bhagavatam, which I answered her and I would like to share with you. The first is 8.7 Bhagavad Gita. The reason why I am telling you is at least some motivation. This is stimulus for you to respond by going home and picking up Bhagavad Gita. This is 8.7, 8th chapter, 7th verse. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha. Mayar pitamano buddhir mame vaishyasya samshayah. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Mameva eshyasi asamshayah. There is no doubt about it. Have no doubt about it. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, this instruction to Arjun is very important for all men and also women, obviously, engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one will be transferred to the supreme planet Krishna Loka without a doubt. So externally both are doing the same thing. Duryodhana is sitting on the chariot shooting arrows, killing people. Arjuna is sitting on the chariot shooting arrows, killing people. Self-same activity, externally, absolutely the same. But there is a big difference in their consciousness and therefore big difference in the result that they're going to get, which is internal. Externally it is seen the same, but internally the consciousness is different. When Arjuna, under the pretext that I am already purified, didn't want to fight, because you do your prescribed duty for purification. But Arjuna said, I am already a pure devotee. So why do I need to engage in material activities? In the third chapter, Krishna gave that you should do prescribed duty for purification. You're in the mode of passion, you're a kshatriya, you want to fight. But fight for me and purify your consciousness. But if someone says, I'm already a pure devotee, abhi kya karna? Why should I fight? Then Krishna says, alright, if you're pure, people need a role model, Baba. You show how to act. You show. So this is 3.25. So if someone asks you this question, two references from Bhagavad Gita. 8.7 and 3.25. Sakta karmanya vidvamso yatha kurvanti bharatah kuryad vidvamsatha saktaha chikirshu lokasangraham. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned man may similarly act but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. If you are not pure, do it for purification. If you are already pure, do it to show an example. Because people need. 0.some% maybe brahmacharis or sannyasis. 99% of the people are going to be householders. They need some example. So, here in that little purport, again Prabhupada gives the deciding factor. What is a person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. That is it. Externally they are doing the self same thing, but there is a difference in desire. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like the ignorant person who is too much attached to material activities. But one is engaged in such activities for the satisfaction of his sense gratification, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act and how to engage the results of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. So it doesn't matter whether you are impure or pure, just go on acting nevertheless, in a way that is recommended in the scriptures, prescribed duties. So, if you are not pure, purification will happen. Very nicely yesterday it was described in Bhagavatam. There are some things you have to do, and there are some things you want to do. What you have to do, you must do for purification. And what you want to do, you must do for inspiration. I am talking about spiritual activities in Krishna consciousness. So externally, the situation may be the same, everything is same. But the results are diametrically opposite. Completely, 180 degree. Now, these are two verses in the Gita. Gita doesn't have stories. Gita has hardcore, crisp, and very, very concentrated philosophical truths. Therefore, it is very difficult to read Bhagavad Gita. If any of you have any problem in sleeping, a sure cure for insomnia, the Bhagavad Gita, as it is. I assure anyone who any problem with sleeping, you don't have to go for any kind of other allopathic drugs. Just pick up the Bhagavad Gita within a minute, depending upon how much conditioned we are. Therefore, the Bhagavatam gives commentary and the purport to the lives of devotees. A graphic explanation of the same principle. Two groups of people doing exactly the self same activity. Everything is same, but except for the result. The result is diametrically opposite. This is 8th canto, 9th chapter, very interesting chapter, very captivating chapter. The Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti. Some inspiration for you to read. Text 28 and 29. I'll read the 28 and the purport, then we'll go to 29. एवं सुरा सुरगणा समदेश काल हेत्वर्थ कर्म मतयोपि फले विकल्पाः तत्ताम्रतं सुरगणा फलमञ्जसापु यत्पाद पंकज रज शयनान न दैत्याः. वेरी स्वीट श्लोका. इट मीन्स एवं सुर असुरगणा. There are basically two types of people in this world. Dvau bhuta sargau loke asmin daiva asura evacha. Vishnu bhakta bhavai daiva asurastad viparyaya. In this, broadly, human beings can be categorized into two categories of the 4 lakh species of human beings. Broadly. What is that? Daiva and asura. Haan? Itne sare asura. Said yes. So who is a daiva and who is a asura? Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva. Deva. Who are the demigods? Not the ones only who are living in the heavenly planets. Hopefully all of us sitting here also. I'll tell you why I'm telling hopefully. I will justify that word afterwards. So, one who accepts the supremacy of the Lord and therefore is obedient to the instructions is a devata. And anyone who willfully disregards, does not believe in the existence of the Lord, even if he believes, he cares less for it. Disregards. Even if he is there, he is an important fellow. He has lost control over this creation. And therefore disregards his words. He is an asura. However pious, however scholarly in the understanding of literature, in all the scriptures, however eloquent in speaking, fantastic philosophy. Oh, Hiranyakashipu. He knew the Vedas. He quoted at the perfect time and got the required result also. When his brother died, he preached to his sister-in-law and mother that you are not the body. Ultimately, everyone has to die. Amazing. They were convinced. We are not able to convince people. But Hiranyakashipu, pacified and convinced. But what, then why is he called a demon? Because immediately after that she said, now I want to become immortal in this own body. That means they use scriptures for their convenience. If it is favorable to achieve their end, they will use anything including Bhagavad Gita. But if it is unfavorable to achieve their means, their end, to hell with the Gita, to hell with everything. So it's simply a tool to achieve their means. That's all. They really don't care about this. Words. If it is used to pacify someone, theek, I will use it. Ravan, oh, he also quoted. Chaturvedi. He knew all the Vedas. All these There were all these Vedic demons. They knew the Vedas. Namam Dushkritram, Moodha, Prapadyante, Naradhama, Maya, Apaharta Jnana, Asu. Ultimately, Namam Dushkritram, Prapadyante, Namam Prapadyante. This is the test. This is the litmus test of a Daiva or a Devata or a demigod or a demon. Are you surrendering to the Lord or not? Do you accept first of all before surrendering? So, evam sura asura ganaha sama. Sama means equal. Desha. They were in the same place. The milk ocean. Kala at the same time. Hetu. They had the same cause for coming there. Both wanted to somehow achieve that nectar. Artha. Same purpose. And what is the other one? The place, the time, the cause, the purpose, the activity. The activity was the same. Both were doing churning. And ambition. Both had the same ambition. To get the nectar. Tu kis liye aaya? Amrit ke liye. Main bhi aaunga. Milke kaam karenge chalo. They're doing the same thing. Were all the same for both the demigods and the demons. But the demigods achieved one result and the demons another. Why? Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, they could very easily drink the nectar and get its result. The demons, however, not having sought shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the result they derived. So, herein lies the difference. So they're doing the same thing. There's a very wonderful pastime, 5 chapters. And actually, in one sense, every pastime, if you read the purports make those pastimes relevant and meaningful to us in our situation. But if we don't refer to the purports and just read the incidents, then you may think it is, you know, nana nani ki kahani, some kind of mythology. What is this? A big, huge mountain they got and put it in the ocean and churned it with a snake. Acha hai. Bachchon ko sulane ke liye koi acha kahani bol. Kya suna raha hai yaar? Be scientific. Be logical. Ki asur the, dhanu the, samudra ko manthan kiya. Where do you see all these things? Because Bhagavatam extracts the essence from different planetary systems of different ages. Therefore, the lifespan is huge sometimes. Power is extremely different. The physical prowess that they showed in the previous ages. But the principle remains the same. Whether it is a demigod world or this world, the principle remains the same. Hira chor ya khira chor? Chor so chor. Hira, steal a diamond or khira? Kakadi, you know. Nowadays that is also hira cost has become. But simple. But stealing is stealing. Can't say, no, no, simple cheese churaya. So, the principle remains the same. And the principle is extracted and made so relevant to our context. That is how in parampara, the principle comes alive. That's what this, all these pictures that we have put, all the great acharyas pictures. Why do we worship all of them? Because they have very carefully carried the essential principles and brought it down, handed it over without dropping it and spoiling it and breaking it. In an unbroken chain of disciplic succession, they have brought its real meaning, its relevance. That's how it makes it so realist, useful for practically anyone who actually takes shelter, really Bhagavatam becomes so exciting. So exciting. You get everything. You want adventure. You want romance. You want violence. No Bollywood movie can compare. Even these directors can't imagine the kind of description is given there. Some demons were riding on lizards, donkeys, bats. Amazing, simply amazing. Anyway, so how did the story begin? Suddenly when Parikshit Maharaj is being told by Sukadeva Goswami, so this was the generation and his son was this, and during the time his son Indra was this, and one time they churned the ocean and Vishnu helped them and they got the nectar. Hey, wait. What is the story of this nectar? Please tell me, what is the story of this nectar? Why did the demons and demigods churn this ocean to get the nectar? Would you please tell me? Because I am very much interested to know a little more in detail about the activities of the Lord and His devotees. Because as I said, the activities attract us to the qualities of the person or bring out the qualities of these persons. And these qualities actually attract us to those devotees, those forms and their names. Today you speak about one person and your hair stands on end. Source of inspiration. They have left a legacy behind. So, he immediately asks, he says, what is the story? And then he says, okay, listen, now that I ask. One time, Indra was riding on his elephant. They were really powerful at that time. And the demons were fully under control and the demigods were fully opulent. And naturally, because we were opulent, a lot of people used to worship Indra. So he would go on his elephant and people would garland. Every few seconds there was one garland coming. Everyone. He would be like, sometimes the politicians or others, you know, get a lot of garland. Swamis too. So, he was going and Durvas Muni was coming and he had a garland of the Lord, Mahaprasad garland of the Lord. And he suddenly looked at Indra. Oh, he's a wonderful devotee. I want to share this mercy with him. So he took it up and offered it to him. And Indra, having got used to so many garlands, he just kind of took it and little neglectfully, he just put it on the trunk of the elephant. Elephant is a dull animal. What does it know? He just put it inside and crushed it under its feet. Durvasa saw this. And he came to know this is the beginning of the end of all his opulence. And therefore, he didn't have to curse. Automatically he said, what is going to happen? I know. Very mercifully he cursed him. Very mercifully. Sages curse, their blessings and their benedictions and their curse, both are benedictions. Because they are doing it with an intention of what is best for us. Of all the four kinds of intoxications, subtle intoxication, gross intoxication we all know. But subtle intoxication are four. Janma, high birth in a very, you know, high family, elevated, advanced, aristocratic family. Birth. I am born in this particular whatever race and whatever family or dynasty, whatever. Aishwarya, wealth. Shruta, highly learned. And Shri, physical beauty. Of all these four which are really intoxicating, which increase the bodily conception of life. I am so beautiful. I am so intelligent. I am so aristocratic. I am so rich. Whatever I say, things happen. When money talks, everyone walks. So therefore, there's a tendency that you become focused on the body. And it's really intoxicating. And therefore, of all of this, wealth, intoxication of wealth is the highest. Why? Because if you have wealth, other things are not there, still it compensates. Yasya artha tasya mitrani. Artha means lot of money. If you have money, you have lot of friends. Yasya artha tasya bandhava. He has lot of relatives. Always glorifying him. Somehow trying to get connection to him. Yasyartha sa puman loke. He is worshipped as a hero. Yasyartha such a pandita. Whatever he speaks, yes sir. Kyun? Aap bol rahe ho na sir. Sahi hai sir. 2 plus 2 is 5. Absolutely sir. Why? I don't care about 2 plus 2 is 5 or 6. You are saying it sir. And you are my beneficiary. So whatever you say, I care two hoots for what you say. But because you are saying it is truth. So yasyarthah sa puman loke, yasyarthah sa pandita. So illusion comes because everyone is worshipping you, glorifying you or following you. So material relationships are based on material sense gratification. If I can scratch your back, you scratch my back. We are both happy, good friends. So material relationships are based on mutual sense gratification. And material sense gratification is based on facilities. And that is dependent on wealth. So if you push out the essence, the foundation, the whole building will collapse. So there is wealth, therefore you are able to provide sense gratification to all your near and dear ones. And therefore they love you, and therefore you have a relationship. But remove the wealth, everything collapses. Suddenly he says, "Arey, hi, kon?" You say hi, I say hi. Nobody recognizes you. You have a siddhi, no one recognizes you. You become invisible, even in the midst of everyone. Nobody notices, nobody bothers. And then you wonder, why? So Indra was cursed to lose everything. And simultaneously the demons attacked. And as the Daityas and Danavas attacked, one, the curse of exalted personalities and the power of the demigod, the demons. Why were the demons so powerful? Because they had served their guru Shukracharya. Kalena and Kavyena. Kalena, in time was helping them because they had done some tapasya. And Kavyena, Kavya means Shukracharya. So they defeated and literally, and when the leader has difficulty, the whole followers also follow the same situation. Everyone lost everything. They were on the streets. Then suddenly they consulted themselves. Kya kare bhai? And they said, Brahma ji ke paas jate, boss ke paas jate chalo. And they went crying and morose, lamenting, kuch kijiye. Brahma ji said, really they thought of a lot. I said, I see no hopes. I can't do anything. They're really powerful. So let's go to CEO. Let's go to the Kshirasagara and worship the Lord. Maybe he can help us. And they went to the ocean of milk, which is on the top of this universe, even beyond the Brahmaloka. And even there, even Lord Brahma, forget about the other demigods and us, even he cannot see the Lord face to face. How rare is the vision of the Lord? And how merciful that he has appeared. Very difficult, even for Brahma can't see. So they all went and they started, Brahma especially, started in meditation and deeply going within his heart, started reciting the prayers as he had heard from the great souls. It is more important to hear about the Lord than see the Lord. Sometimes people say, can you show me the Lord? Even if the Lord were to walk in from the door, how would we recognize him? We may think him is a nice actor from the drama company, you know. Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan mein drama karke aa raha hai. Acha, baith jao udhar, piche baith, baad mein. I'm Krishna. Baad mein. अभी कृष्ण कथा हो रहा है. हाउ वुड वी रिकॉग्नाइज अनलेस वी हियर अबाउट हिम. सो एक्चुअली सीइंग बिगिंस विद द ईयर्स. व्हेन वी हियर समथिंग देन वी सी थिंग्स इन प्रॉपर पर्सपेक्टिव. विदाउट हियरिंग यू डोंट रिकॉग्नाइज. इफ एन ओल्ड मैन कम्स एंड स्टैंड्स हियर, वैसे कोई बूढ़ा आया है, दिस इज द प्राइम मिनिस्टर और वॉट एवर यू नो, एंड हिज क्वालिटीज एंड हाउ मच मनी ही हैज एंड हाउ वॉट काइंड ऑफ चैरिटी हैज डन. हरे कृष्ण. सो बाय हियरिंग यू स्टार्ट सीइंग. सो इट बिगिन्स विद हियरिंग. सो ही हैड हर्ड एंड ही स्टार्टेड ग्लोरिफाइंग द लॉर्ड. एंड बिकॉज दे वर डेस्परेट एंड दे सेड माय लॉर्ड यू आर इक्वल टू एवरीवन. You don't make any discrimination. We make discrimination, good and bad, and we are in the duality world. But for him, actually everyone are his children. The demons and the demigods, both are his children. Children of his children. Kashyap Muni had two wives, Daityas and Danavas and the Devas, both are his children. But the amazing thing is, he treats them both equally. One by praising and one by slapping. Tesham aham samudharta mrityu samsara sagara. Those who are drowning in the ocean, they cry out helplessly. He picks them up. Tesham aham samudharta. I pick them up and lift them up. Tanaham dushata kruran samsareshu naradham kshipam ajastram ashubhan. And others, I drown them, dunk them in the water, kick them, go down. And then he says, Samoham sarvahuteshu. I'm equal to all, I envy no one, I pray. Same Gita, it's not different Gitas. Within the same Gita, he says, I pick up those who are drowning in this and help them and resituate them properly. And the others, I push them down. What kind of activity is this? Ye yathamam prapadyante tan sataiva bhajamya. If you want to fight with me, yes, all right, come and try. If you want to take shelter of me, all right. I'll do the needful, whatever you want. I'll reciprocate accordingly. So actually he was merciful to, he's always merciful to everyone in every of his dealings. A mother may slap a child and pat a child. Or to pat the same child and slap the same child in different situations. A foolish child thinks she doesn't love me, but one with good intelligence understands. And so therefore, he said, all right, he appeared. Brilliant like the sun. They couldn't even see. They couldn't see themselves. They couldn't see anything else. They couldn't see him. First one to locate him was Brahma. He kind of adjusted and, yeah. He said, my Lord, you know better than us what we have come for because you are seated in our heart. Lord, with a rumbling voice, said, of course I understand. And he said, time is favoring them. And therefore, till they have that particular situation, have a truce with them. Have a sandhi. Have kind of a friendship with them. Huh? Friendship with enemies? Yeah, because they are favoring, they are being favored. Situation is favoring them. They are very powerful at this time. So there is no point in confronting them. Have a truce with them. And then the Lord says this. Can you believe this? The Lord is telling this. To achieve one's end, one may sometimes have to have a truce with even your enemies. Ahimushikavat. And he gives a logic of the snake and the mouse. One time, a snake and mouse were caught inside a basket. Now, the mouse is the food for the snake. And the snake looked at the mouse. He says, this is my lunchbox, but I am also in a lunchbox. I can eat the mouse, but I'll be finished. And then suddenly the snake said, we are friends. Let's have a deal. Truce. You make a hole in the basket and we will both escape. So you are relieved and I am also freed. एंड इनसाइड द स्नेक इज थिंकिंग तू गड्ढा तू छेद बना तो सही देन यू रास्कल आई विल कैच यू ईट यू एंड देन आई विल एस्केप द लॉर्ड इज सेइंग दिस हाउ कैन द लॉर्ड से दिस इज़न्ट इट ट्रिकिंग देयर आर थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ नीतिस वन इज कॉल्ड बृहस्पति नीति Another one is called Shukra Niti. And the third is called Kanika Niti. Of course, they are not named after a person, but these existed eternally. This is always there. Because this Niti is given by the Lord Himself. Brihaspati Niti means to achieve a good end, you use the right means. The means are very sublime and the end is sublime. That's the Brihaspati Niti, the guru of the demigods. That's what Yudhishthir followed. Wo kuch bhi kare, main aisa hi khade rahunga. That's what Arjuna said at the beginning of the battle also. Let them do anything. Hum to main dosti ka haathi badhaunga. Chahe wo churi leke aa jaye. Another one is Kanika Niti. To achieve any end, use any means. So the end is also very low, selfish and egoistic, and the means is also very no morality, nothing. And the third one is Shukra Niti. The end is very sublime, but the means depends upon the person in front of you. If this person is trying to cheat, I can't be foolishly standing there and saying, yeah, take it. She said, no. So therefore, you may have to use, if that person is trying to cheat and you know it very clearly, and at that time you may have to do the needful because your end is sublime. End justifies the means in this case. So he said, all right. And the demigods, and then he said, alright, you go to the milk ocean, take the Mandara mountain, ask Vasuki to come, the king of the serpents, make him the rope, churning rod is the mountain, and the churning rope is the Vasuki snake. Then you start churning. Put all the vegetables and all the different kinds of shrub, herbs, and then start churning. And the first installment that will come out is extremely very, very poisonous fume. Poison will come out. First installment. Don't be fearful. He said, pray to Lord Shiva. He will come and accept it. Next, when you start churning, amazing things will come out. Very, very attractive. Don't become greedy and don't become distracted and tempted. And some of it, the demons may snatch it away from you. Don't get angry and disturbed. Because keep focus on the result. What is the result? You're doing it to get nectar. He won and then he went. And then the demigods went to the demons. Bali Maharaj was the head at that time. So they said, and immediately the demons saw, they are coming now. Maadalo inko, kaadalo. Hey, wait. Bali Maharaj said, no, they are not coming with a fighting spirit. They seem to come with a white flag. Aajao. Baatcheet karte kya hai? Said, no, we are come with a very good proposal. Kya? Amrit. Acha? Theek hai. He said, let us churn the ocean and we'll get nectar. Why is nectar, Amrit, so dear to everyone? Because Amrit has three qualities. Number one, it is extremely tasty. None of us have tasted Amrit. But whenever we taste something very tasty, we say, Amrit jaisa hai. as if we drink it every day. For us, maybe one grape juice and pomegranate, kya, apple juice, wow, amrut. The demigods may be laughing at us. Amrut. We may look at the hogs, they may drink something from the garden. Wow, amrut hai, idhar aja. Is nale mein. It's a very relative thing, but this amrut is really nectarian. Secondly, instantly it gives nourishment. Instantly it gives us strength. And thirdly, it gives long lifespan. Who will not want it? Lord brought about cooperation amongst the dreaded enemies through a higher principle, a common principle. So if we want to bring about unity and cooperation, there has to be a higher principle. Of course, here it was temporary. Both agreed. And the demigods were thinking, Amrut aayega, Lord has promised us. And the demons were thinking, we are already powerful. Inko upyog karenge, aane ke baad thappad maar ke bhagayenge, we will drink it. And it was a fact. The demons are already powerful. They'll easily snatch. If there is a samudra manthan between an elephant and a rabbit, once the nectar comes, what do you think the elephant will do? Kya re? Nectar chahiye tujhe? Aapiyo Maharaj. But both are, the demigods knew, they had no hope, but they had faith. The Lord has said, karo, ni bhakto. I just see, you start. They had faith, otherwise they had no hopes, literally. So they went and they picked up the... Anyway, before we actually start this... So they went to the Mandara mountain. They picked it up. Huge mountain made of solid gold. And they picked it up and both of them lifted and started bringing it to the sea. But it was so heavy. After some time they got fatigued and some of them were underneath, some of them were hands, some were legs inside, some were head inside. And it crushed. And it crushed. Some of them couldn't even shout. That's it. Hands and legs moving, some were inside. Suddenly, the demigod started praying, Krishna, kya ho gaya? Are amrut chodo, mar gaye, piye ke kab? And the Lord, knowing the cry of the devotees, came in his Garuda and glanced at all of these people, and instantly, everyone rose up, and their hands became all right, legs became all right, everyone, head became all right, and they just stood up, and effortlessly Krishna, picked up the mountain, which all these two put together couldn't lift. He just picked it up, he called Garuda, put it on top of it, he climbed on top of it, and on the two wings, he told demigods and demons, chad jao upar. Voila. And they went to the ocean. I mean, this is really, it's interesting how the demons, pashyanapina pashyati, they saw that all the effort, what they were trying, Krishna did it effortlessly. With his left hand, he picked up and put it on Garuda. Garuda, a devotee of the Lord. A bird is able to do what demons and demigods couldn't do. Still they didn't have faith and surrender to the Supreme Lord. Isn't it amazing? They see miracle all through. The Lord is showing a miracle. How a flower, somebody paints a flower, you pay millions of dollars to buy that painting. But the real flower is being painted every day. No more a miracle, no more a surprise. We take it for granted. How is it? What kind of covering of consciousness must be there to not see so obviously the intelligence of the Lord, the potency of the Lord, the creativity of the Lord? Nobody can imitate. We are coming close to some aspect of creation. of the Lord. And then we claim title and Nobel Prize. He's given the best of everything. People don't see it. Anyway, so he brought it and put it. All of them got together and Vasuki, who will get Vasuki? They told him, "Tere ko bhi thoda nectar denge, aa aa." Chalo chalo, theek hai. Pakka, huh? So Vasuki came and everything is set. Vasuki is ready, the mountain is ready. And the demigods and demons stood on one end. At that time, the Lord was also there as Ajita. Another one particular incarnation. He was there heading the demigods. So he said, "Let us catch the head of the snake. And you people catch the, let them catch the tail." So first the demigods headed by Ajita, Lord Ajita, they went and caught hold of the head. And the demon said, "Wo said humko chahiye. Kyun? Kyunki tum log gaye ho udhar." Actually, Ajita was thinking when the churning will come, you know, a lot of poison will come out. It may be difficult. So we will take the trouble. Let give them the best. Kuch to hai usme. Wahan humko wahi chahiye. This is the demoniac nature. Whatever you say, I am again. And it is described in the Bhagavatam in that particular verse, the highly cultured and highly educated and highly intelligent demons decided to tell the demigods, "Move aside, we will take that." Why is it said like that? They are well learned in the scriptures. They are highly intelligent. And then they say, but they want to do just the opposite. If you are doing it, we will do that. We'll say against it. Why? Because you said this, therefore we'll say the other thing. Prabhupada writes in the purport, so we are telling, drink the milk of the cow. It is very nice. We have scrutinizedly studied and through scientific analysis we have found out that milk is not at all favorable for consumption. Not synthetic milk, pure cow milk. Rather, beef is supposed to be most nutritious. Prabhupada says this, I'm repeating. Why? Because you are saying this, we will say the other thing. That's the stubbornness. Children sometimes you see this. Ye le beta, ye tere ko. Wo mere ko. Theek hai, ye le. Abhi wo mere ko. I don't care which is in my hand. I don't want that in your hand. That's the demoniac nature. So, the Lord said, chalo udhar chalte hain. And then they went and the demons came and the prestigious head we will carry. And they went to the tail and said, all right. So, head is very auspicious. Tail is inauspicious. Theek hai, tumhi log rakho. And then they started. But then the mountain would not move because it had gone and settled down. So only Vasuki was being churned. And therefore, they said, ye hilta hi nahi hai. So then they prayed to the Lord. Demigods, they know only one thing. If any problem, chant Hare Krishna. That's a good thing. Koi problem, Hare Krishna, bolo bas. Simple. Krishna, kya? Aapne bola, isiliye aaye abhi. Theek hai bhai, kya ho gaya? Atak gaya. Theek hai, niche se support. So the Lord came as Kurmadev and entered behind and lifted it up. And like a pivot, he just stood there. And as the mountain was churned, he was feeling like a scratching for him, you know. Peet khujate to bahut acha lagta. But then up, it was going like this, the mountain was going like this. So Lord Ajita came with 1,000 hands and held it like this on top. Bola, abhi upar se niche se pakdao, abhi kuch karo. And then they started doing. And then the Lord entered in the mode of passion into all the demons. In the mode of goodness, in the demigod, because they were getting exhausted, nothing was happening. And again they started, you know, and then entered in the mode of ignorance in the snake, because the snake was getting churned out. And he himself started rotating from the top. Abhi to kuch karo tum log. Practically, Krishna says in the Gita, balam balavata, I am the strength of the strong, and the intelligence of the intelligent. everything I am. Who can be so proud? You can't do anything. You can't think one good thought. You can't speak one word without the mercy of the Lord. How foolish to become proud. That is the difference. Another difference between the demon and the demon and the demigods. The demons, ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manit. While the demigods understand, we are simply become nimitta matra bhava savya sachi. Simply become an instrument of the Lord's compassion. So the Lord is doing practically everything. So he was doing and he was churning, and then the churning started and so much poison and fire came out from the mouth of the snake, and it had many hoods, and it was putting at the demons. And suddenly they were like burnt trees in the forest, fully black. You know, sometimes in the cartoon they show ping ping full dark and only the eyes are blinking. Mickey Mouse or something goes through a, you know, chimney of a house and comes out the other side and dark and only clink clink. So they, only the demons were looking at each other. Tu wahi hai jo main samajhta hu. But it was a prestige issue. How can they leave? Nahi nahi galat kaam kiya. Kuch nahi, ekdam theek hai hum log. Perfectly all right. Kale hai to kya hua? Still we are not lost our determination. Dilwale. It was also going towards the demigods. The demigods were also feeling the heat of it. The Lord understood and called for very nice clouds and shower and cool wind. And suddenly, you know, full layer of black came, and then they came back to their position and started churning. And the churning went on. And the first installment, as the churning increased, because now they were really fired up to get the nectar, and then they started. And the first installment that came out is heavy poison. Heavy poison. And even the smoke of it was burning their body, and they were about to die. As usual. Exactly predicted, well predicted. What did the demons, of course, were thinking, let's find a solution for it. But the demigods, Hare Krishna. The Lord said, remember I told you, correct. Shivji ke paas chalo. So they all went to Lord Shiva and said, only you can actually digest this. You know, relieve us from this. And Lord Shiva looked at Parvati for permission. हाँ कहोगी तो मैं लूंगा. And Parvati knew the potency of Lord Shiva. She said, okay, my Lord. Concentrated dose. He actually concentrated all of that and took it. And there is a full section about few beautiful verses on why Shiva is called Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate the sufferings of other living entities. And is ready to drink the poison, meaning ready to extend himself to his life. He's actually ready to sacrifice his own life to relieve others and give them life. Really, giving them life means giving them Krishna consciousness. And for that, the greatest Vaishnavas, paradukha dukhi, and therefore they actually give their own lives for the lives of others. Beautiful glorification of the glory of true Vaishnavas, especially headed by Lord Shiva. And Prabhupada writes, Shiva is one of the head of the sampradaya. Similarly, there are four sampradayas. And all these great acharyas, following in the footsteps of these great personalities who are their founders, are continuing to do the same thing. If you read the life of Srila Prabhupada, you see nothing but that. Absolutely no self-interest other than the interest of the Lord and the real interest of the suffering conditioned souls. So Lord Shiva drank it. Some of it fell off and few drops, and the scorpions, the snakes and poison ivy and so many other, they were nourished by it and therefore they are poisonous living entities. Can you imagine how much more poison Shiva must have taken? Some of these have anyway, few drops fell off and they are so poisonous, if they bite we die. How much more he must have accepted. Then the churning started. So first installment over. Next, a Surabhi cow came. And instantly the sages came and said, we want that. Because we need for yajna. The demons look, gaye, de do. Then came the beautiful horse, Uchaishrava. Immediately Bali Mara said, lay usko. And the demigod said, hey, horse. Theek hai, le jao. Because they remember the Lord had told, chakado mat, de do, don't be angry if they snatch it. Then Airavat came. Indra said, ab to de do yaar. Theek hai. In this way, the churning went on and so many wonderful things. The jewels came and ultimately Lakshmi ji came. Everyone looked and the snake was dropped. And they were saying, wow, Lakshmi has come with a garland of lotus flowers. And she was looking at everyone. And everyone was thinking, maybe she'll look at me. And she looked at everyone and started considering. There was shloka after shloka. She was considering, who is fit for a good husband? Pati. Who is a fit pati? Pati means who is absolutely fearless in any situation and can give fearlessness to his dependents. Only he is fit to call to be called a pati. Koi hai idhar? Everyone is afraid of death. Khud doob raha hai to dusro ko kya doob bachayega? There is no chance. She looked at, who is very renounced. She has no power. He is very powerful, but no wealth. He is very wealthy, but not renounced. He has everything, but he is going to die. She considered everyone. Gandharva, demigods, Kinnara, demons, daityas, danavas, everything. She considered everyone had some defect or another. Nobody was perfect. Ultimately, the Lord was assisting the demigods. Everyone was looking and he was indifferent. He was just standing there, waiting. Phir se jab chalu hoga to shuru karunga. He was indifferent because he is self-satisfied. And she said, you are my only pati. Lakshmi is chanchala. She is very restless. But on the heart of the Lord, she is very fixed always. So she went and garlanded. Suddenly said, oh, achha, Amrit, chalo, phir se chalo. For a second they had forgotten. Because some other Amrit was there. And then they were started churning again. And then went on and suddenly a beautiful form, blue colored with four hands and carrying a gold, huge, big gold pot came up like this. That was Dhanvantri. And that was actually, he had brought the nectar. If you go to our Ayurveda department, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, go to any other Ayurvedic colleges, I've seen, they begin their classes by worshipping Dhanvantri. There's this particular form, the Lord who brought out the nectar. Ayurveda, to increase one's life. The knowledge to increase one's life. Of course, not to just like cats and dogs, but to live a meaningful, fruitful life to achieve perfection. So Dhanvantri came and instantly, again the demons came and just picked up and went away. And Dhanvantri stood there. And the demigods, Amrit kidhar? Gone. And they had no, they knew there is no hope. Demons are already powerful. Now they have the nectar also. They say, kya kare abhi? Bhagwan ne bola hai na. Dhairya, dhairya, dhairya rakho. Theek hai, dekhte rahenge. So they were bystanders, you know, standing in the stadium, going on. And the match was going on inside. Now after that, the demons got it. They started fighting amongst themselves. So cooperation is there as long as the nectar had not come. 42 seats, 2 seats, 20 seats. Chalo, cooperation, amrit milega. And when the seat comes, which is amrit, then fight starts. Mai baithunga, tu baithunga, pahle mai baithunga. So this principle we see everywhere. As long as that nectar is not there, because that is a place of power where you can enjoy, then there is cooperation. But as soon as this comes, everything is finished. And so then they started fighting amongst themselves. And suddenly, there were three class of demons. A class, B class and C class. A class were the really tough ones. The Hiranyakashipu and Ravana types. And then there were like the B class ones who were like assistants. And the C class ones were like teeny demons. And they looked at the powerful demons and said, देखो भाई जो भी है बांट के खाना चाहिए डेमीगॉड्स को भी देना चाहिए उनको देते देते हसाए उनको भी दो बोध मिल जाएगा सो व्हेन दे रियलाइज देयर इज नो होप सडनली दे स्टार्टेड स्पीकिंग फिलोसफी असल भगवान ने गीता में कहा है बांट के खाओ जो भी खाओ बांट के खाओ व्हेन देयर इज नो होप सडनली फिलोसफी इज रिमेंबर्ड बट दोज हु हैव इट फॉरगॉटन इज द फिलोसफी But no, who would hear them? Powerful demons said, kya bola? Kuch nahi, inko bata raha tha bas. And then, it went on, and even amongst the powerful demons, there was a discussion, who will drink it first? That's a prestigious issue, na? Agra puja. Kisko agra puja milega? Who will be the first person to be worshipped? Who is the first person to drink it? Who is the first person to accept the aarti? Amongst all the exalted personalities. It's a very subtle issue of prestige. But the ego is so much satisfied when first it is brought to you. It's actually very satisfying. So they were fighting amongst themselves. Who will take it? There is a small story about Ramanujacharya. In that particular Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there was an etiquette. That the senior most person should be given the first shatari, shatakopa, and then the tulsi and the charanamrita. So now obviously Ramanuja, when he started creating revolutionary changes in Srirangam, he had a protocol set up, and obviously he was acharya then, so he would be given, and there was a second and third and fourth, and that is fixed actually. Sometimes even in their visiting card they write, second person to accept Charanamrita, that means that status. Second acceptor of all this. So, it happened. And the person who was second, he was given a little later, third or fourth. Immediately after the whole ceremony was over, he went and told that pujari, be very clear. I am the second person to receive the charanamrita. All right? Kitana? Dusra. Yaad rakhna. Kitana? Kalse? Kalse. This reached Ramanujacharya. Ramanuja said, did he say like that? Theek hai. Usko, mere baad usko hi dena. And then he told the pujari next day, you start giving it to everyone and give me the last. The pujari said, but just do what I am telling. So first, all the ladies were given. All the others were given. And this person was standing next to Ramanuja, thinking second. Everyone in the temple, including the children, were served. And then he came to Ramanuja and served Ramanuja. And Ramanuja Acharya, after taking it, said, immediately after me, he should be given. that person never talked about Charanamrita again, about the status. So Ramanujacharya wanted to teach a lesson, wonderful lesson. So they started fighting, and the demigods were completely helplessly watching. And all of a sudden, all the demons' head turned, and nectar became secondary now. Because right in front of them, they saw the most beautiful form of a woman that they had ever seen in this creation. There are many verses describing every part of her body. I'm not going to go into detail. For those of you who are interested, you can read the Srimad Bhagavatam. This particular chapter, what we read today, beautiful description. Obviously, Krishna is all attractive. When he becomes anything, he's the best. So if he becomes a woman, can you imagine even Lord Shiva got bewildered? He is Dhira. So when he came, what to speak of the demons? They're just looking at her. And she just started walking into the assembly and just glancing at everyone and everyone following her, actually, and their eyes were fixed. And as she was moving, their head was moving. And she would look at everyone. And amazingly, everyone felt, she's looking only at me. Keval mujhko dekh rahi hai wo. Just look. Krishna has that ability. All the gopis thought Krishna is dancing only with me. All the queens of Dwarka thought Krishna is living only with us. Only with me. All the cowherd boys sitting around, millions of them thought Krishna is only looking at me. Only Krishna can do that. If we look at two people, we'll have difficulty. Afterwards, you go to, I don't know, some optic surgery to bring it to see one. Everyone thought she's looking at me, and suddenly she started smiling and moving around, and then they all said, we had a difference of opinion. You take this nectar and distribute amongst us. She said, are you sure? I am a woman. I have no one with me. You didn't even ask me who I am. I don't even have a husband with me. I'm just kind of loitering everywhere. And you trust me? I can cheat you. Actually, he said, I can cheat you. You joke very well. They still handed over. They actually handed over. And she said, all right, if you're trusting me so much, all right, sablaine beto. Demons look either, demigods either. Oh, so nice. Then they sat down. And then she would look at them, smile, and pour nectar here. And when the demons were little kind of, course, they were completely in Vishnu Maya. And then she looked and said, she said, you people are so self-controlled. You can easily tolerate. But these demigods are restless. Pahle do, mere ko do. Those little kids, pahle do, mummy, mere ko do. Theek hai, pahle kha. And the big boy says, beta, tere ko bada, baad nahi dungi na. Chote ko pahle de deti. Theek hai, main bada ho na. Tu to bada hai. Theek hai, usko de do. So they are not self-controlled, they are restless. And she was feeding them and she was looking at them, feeding them. And they said, wow, how sweet. And it went on and on and on. Ultimately, the nectar pot was becoming like this. One of the demons, Rahu, said, dhal mein kuch kala lag raha hai. Ye to upar hi ja raha hai, dheere dheere bond ho rahe. So actually he came in between Surya and Chandra, almost at the end of the row. He sat between them. And Surya was fed, And then Rahu did like this. And Mohini gave to Rahu. And Rahu drank it. And suddenly Surya and Chandra said, hey, who is this? He's not one amongst us. And immediately Mohini took the Sudarshan Chakra, cut off his head. But the head had already drunk the nectar. The head remained as it is. And the trunk fell and got disintegrated. And Chandra was fed. And after that, Lord Vishnu assumed his original form, sat on Garuda, and Hari Bol. And that is the end of the story. Now somebody may ask, how come Vishnu did not realize that this is Rahu? He is seated in everyone's heart. He could have understood. Why did he allow it? Even till the neck at least. But why did he allow? Prabhupada explains, he did this just to show the effect of the nectar. He couldn't have cut the head of the demigods to show there. Sachmuch mein farak kya pada? Pee liya par kuch farak pada hai kya? Ye dekho. Rahu's just till the neck. And therefore, Brahma used that Rahu's head as a satellite. But still, because of his enmity, sometimes he keeps attacking Chandra and Surya. That is form of Grahan. Anyway, the point that is being mentioned is, herein, the activity was the same. This is the conclusion. This is the conclusion of the place, the time, the cause, the purpose, the activity and ambition were all the same for both the demigods and the demons. But the demigods achieved one result and the demons another. Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, they could very easily drink the nectar and get its result. The demons, however, not having sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the result they desired. And the next verse says, in human society, there are various activities performed for the protection of one's wealth and life by one's words, one's mind, and one's actions. But they are all performed for one's personal or extended sense gratification with reference to the body. All these activities are baffled because of being separate from devotional service. But when the same activities are performed for the satisfaction of the Lord, the beneficial results are distributed to everyone, just as water poured on the root of a tree is distributed throughout the entire tree. Actually, this Samudra Manthan is happening at different levels. Not only on the cosmic level between the demigods and the demons, but also within our own heart, simultaneously. There are demoniac desires, selfish, egoistic desires, and then there are some good desires, and then there is always a conflict between them. And the Lord is telling, actually the demoniac desires are so powerful, the voice of lust and anger and greed and envy, pride is so strong. It's like a blaring, what is the DJ? You know, and somebody is trying to talk. Someone like Sankirtan Prabhu is trying to talk there. Can you imagine? Who can hear? He's such a refined gentleman. And your fools, 100 speakers are going on. So it's like that. The voice of the divine qualities are, agar ye karega to achha hai. Hey! Theek hai. It's like that. Literally. A bad dog and a good dog. It's like, good dog is like a Pomeranian dog. And the bad dog is like a German Alsatian. You know, poo. And three streets can hear that. Sometimes some people have these dogs. Three streets you can hear their barking. Rumbling. So it's very powerful. And therefore we have to strike a truce with them. Theek hai. Churning karenge. Amrit aayega. So what is the churning rod? The holy name. Then you have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is actually churning. Cheto darpana marjanam. First installment is poison. First installment is poison. Sometimes when people start chanting, such thoughts come, they wonder, jab karne se pehle achha tha. Because all the settled contaminations are first, when you churn, all that is settled down at the bottom starts becoming visible. Only when you stir, just like you put sugar in water or something, you see in a glass jar. When you stir, does actually they rise up and you see how much it is mixing up. So stirring is the beginning. The first thing is poison. First installment. The Lord said, don't be fearful. Because first time you can see that it is so contaminated. One day I was talking, just other day, one person was talking to me, literally tears in eyes, saying that I'm so selfish, I'm so egoistic, I'm so envious. And this person was crying. I said, this is the first installment for you to become humble. Oh, you're thinking very pious and very advanced personality. Some people say, Prabhuji, abhi kya smoking hai? Jab chahe main chhod sakta hun. Kya abhi ichha hua nahi mera bas. But really when they start giving up that bad habit, do they realize how deep is that conditioning? Oh, mere ko wo item khane mein kya hai? Jab chahe chhod sakta hun. But when the doctor says you can't, the other day I was at the doctor and he was asking so many questions. Ye kha sakte hain, ye bhi nahi chalega. Ye. It is very difficult. So it makes us actually humble when we see all the contamination within our own heart. It makes us actually feel dirty and fearful. So the Lord said, don't be fearful. Surrender to the Vaishnavas. Stay in their association. They will take it. They will kind of absolve it by their association and encouragement. Then, oh, wonderful things start coming. You get your promotion. Your boss becomes very good to you, in the beginning at least. And suddenly people start respecting you. Some wonderful things may happen. And then you say, theek hai, bas ho gaya abhi. Mala tang dete. हो गया सब सेटल हो गया प्रमोशन के लिए तो शुरू किया था जपा मिल गया डोंट गेट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड डोंट गेट टेम्प्टेड प्लीज गो अहेड दिस इज नॉट रियल अमृत दिस अमृत इज वेरी नेक्टेरियन इन द बिगिनिंग बट पॉइजनस इन द एंड बिकॉज इट इज नेक्टर इन द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस एंड पैशन नेक्टर इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस इज पॉइजनस इन द बिगिनिंग बट नेक्टेरियन इन द एंड Amrutopamam. Yattad agre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam. That is lasting happiness. So, and then sometimes miseries come. Some people snatch away some things and hurt you, insult you. The demoniac forces within and without create tremendous anxiety. Don't get angry over these things. Don't get frustrated. Because that will be happen. That will happen. Just continue to churn. So, cheto darpanam arjanam. Visha will come. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. And then wonderful thing. Shreya kairava chandrika avitranam vidyavadu. But if you go on through utsahat nishchayat dhairyat. With enthusiasm, faith as exhibited by these demigods. Under all absolutely hopeless situation. There is no hope of getting the nectar. But since they continued faith on the words of the Lord, Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Aswadanam. It is sure why Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Because Krishna, being non-different from his name, actually wants to give you nectar. But to hold the nectar, you have to cleanse your heart. First installment is poison, next so many wonderful. First impiety, then piety. Even piety is actually an obstacle in devotional service. Even that is removed. And then actually comes the nectar. So in this way, there is no need to become discouraged on an external platform by seeing that people outside are doing, and I'm also coming here and doing some Krishna conscious activities, but the difference is in desire. One is doing all this with a desire to actually achieve the nectar. Why holy name is the highest nectar? Because actually, having tasted it, Rupa Goswami says, it is so sweet that I will not trade it for anything sweeter than this. Sanatana Goswami's follower, one follower, he threw the costliest thing, which is sweet to the whole world, so tasty, he threw it to get the holy name, nectar of the holy name, Chintamani. And it is instantly nourishing. Whenever you have difficulty, take shelter of the holy name, you see spiritual nourishment coming. You get strength by taking shelter of the holy name. And it is, this Amrita of this world gives you relatively eternal life. But there is fear of death even to the demigods. But those who have taken shelter of the holy name of the Lord, Hari Nama Amrita, for them, instantly after this life, there is eternal life in the spiritual world. That is real Amrita. Purna Amrita Aswadana. In taste, in nourishment, and in eternal life. So in this way, the whole idea why I expressed this was to convince that Mataji, don't judge things externally. Have faith in the scriptures, and the proof of that faith in the heart. Faith is within, but its external manifestation is we don't lose enthusiasm because we know we are on the right track, even though result may not come, and sometimes the result may go away in some other's hand. And patience, dhairya. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.